Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Portions of this podcast have been edited due to copyright.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Now it's time for the Mercedes in the Morning Pre-Show, Mix 94.1.
Hey, good morning and welcome to the pre-show. We are at Wednesday. We made it to the midweek point. Thank you guys so much for listening this morning, getting things off to kind of a rough start for me.
What happened?
I have just been running behind this morning. I woke up this morning like a half hour before my alarm, and my stomach was just killing me. Like, hurt so bad. I was like, oh my gosh, I hope I don't get sick. And I think it's because what I had for dinner last night. I know you know, don't say it.
I won't say it, yeah.
But I usually like don't have fast food very often. Mm-hmm. And it's just because my stomach just does not react well to it. And every single time I do it, I think this time will be different. And it was not. I woke up and I'm just like, oh my gosh, it was a mix between crampy and nauseous. Like, I just can't explain. So I was like, you know, I'm not calling it. The only time I will call in sick to work is if I throw up. And I knew I wasn't going to throw up. I just did not feel good. So I'm kind of trying to like take it easy, get some Pepto, just like, oh, I got to get better. So it just really threw me behind this morning.
Oh,
but I feel better now. I think the Pepto definitely helped. But oh my gosh, this morning I was just miserable. And coming off of such a great night, it was so good to see you and James.
Yes.
Last night at the premiere, or the advanced screening rather, of Wicked for Good. We had such a good time, but yeah, not a good morning after.
That's the worst. It's like when you have a great day and then you go in feeling all good, waking up feeling like that. I'm so sorry. Hope it passes.
Yeah, I think I'm on the upswing, definitely. But I text Steph this morning. I'm like, I might be late. luckily I made it on time. But yeah, so how are you doing this morning?
I'm good. Other than going to bed later than usual.
Yes.
Last night, I am still, and I know we'll talk about the movie, I'm still like trying to gather my thoughts from watching Wicked for Good, because it was so good.
It was really good. Yeah, we'll talk about that in a little bit. It was funny though, because my daughter in the car on the way home, she goes, poor Steph was crying for the last hour of the movie. I go, oh,
it really was.
She's so sweet.
I'm so emotional because I wasn't really a big Wicked fan when the play was out. I loved it, don't get me wrong, but there is something about the movie, man. And I was waiting for this day. I would have been waiting for a year for this. So when I finally saw it, I was like, he's
And you're going again this weekend, right?
Yes, I'm going again on Friday. So when James was like finding, when James found out that we were watching the advanced screening, we had already bought our tickets.
Same.
We're like, well, what do we do with the Friday tickets? I'm like, what do you mean? What are we doing with the Friday tickets? We're going to keep the Friday tickets.
Yeah, we're still going to see it again and again.
And same with you guys, right?
Yeah, we have our tickets because my oldest daughter, she's at school, so she hasn't seen it yet. Me, Matt, and Brooklyn, we all went last night. It was just so funny because we got there like a couple minutes before you. We said hello and this and that. And then as we're leaving, we're all walking towards the parking lot and we keep walking in the same direction. I'm like, wow, they must have parked really close to us. Like we are literally, we're still talking and walking. And I'm like, where did they park? We go out to the end of the parking lot. Literally the last two cars there parked right next to each other. I'm like, what are the odds of all the parking spots at Town Square? We parked next to each other.
Isn't that insane?
It's so funny. Because I couldn't stop laughing about that.
In my brain, because we were talking about, you know, what you guys are doing for the holidays and the trips that we're taking and stuff. And then all of a sudden, I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm about to be at our car. Where is their car? And then Matt, so what happened when we got there, the spot that you guys were in was empty. And I'm guessing that Matt parked the car after us. Is that what happened?
Yeah. So he dropped me and Brooklyn off. He's very chivalrous. He dropped me and Brooklyn off at the entrance so we could walk in because there was some sprinkles. And then he went and then he parked the car.
Yes. Yeah. So he must have done it afterwards. And then it's funny because James has a spare car key of ours and the car key that he has, the remote button doesn't work. So the only place that it'll work is on the passenger side. So there's Matt. He goes, oh my gosh, look at James's social chivalrous opening the car door for Steph. I'm like, nope, it's because the car key is broken.
You should have let her take the credit for that. We're like, wow, they've been married this long and he still opens the car door for her. That's so sweet. And you're like, no. It was so funny.
Yeah, it was such a good night. And I can't wait to talk about the
movie. Yeah, we will talk about it just after 6 o'clock this morning. And a lot to get to this morning. I was talking to some listeners last night and they asked, do you guys still have Jonas Brothers tickets tomorrow? I said, yes, absolutely. 7:30 this morning, a 4-pack of tickets to check out the Jonas Brothers when they come to town. That is on the way. So much more. It's Mercedes in the morning. Have you ever tested your partner, like a real test where you watch how they handle something without even announcing what the rules are of this test? I think people do it far more often than they admit. And there's this couple that is going viral because they were together for 2 years and the boyfriend wanted answers he could not get in a normal conversation. So he created a whole scenario, okay? He had his friend message his girlfriend on Instagram, just pretending to be a random guy who saw her at a concert, right? So she kept it polite. She short replies, no flirting. And then he confronts her and said, you failed my loyalty test. And she's like, what are you talking about? He explains what happened. And she's like, how did I fail? I kept it short. I just answered his questions. I didn't flirt at all. And he said, you should have blocked him before the second message ever hit your phone. So, I mean, that's where it gets interesting because now you start thinking about the tests that people pull in relationships, those ones that are quiet or not sneaky. You know, we were talking about how James opened your door for you. And granted, it's because your key thing is broken. But but I always thought that was a great test for a guy to see if he opens the door for a lady. You know what I mean? Do you have anything like that?
Well, it's more just like something that I did in the past that I'm not very proud of. It was during my very insecure moments and I was dating a guy. And I wanted to see if he would respond to something that I was doing. And I remember I was out with my girlfriends, but I didn't show on my Instagram story the faces. I just showed the drinks. And I wanted to see if he would respond to it. So here's me out. You can only see my face. Next story is like where we're at. And then the next story would be like just two glasses clanking.
Uh-huh.
And then all of a sudden, I'm like, I'm going to see if he sees it or views it.
Yeah.
And if he says anything, He said nothing.
Really?
And I mean, thinking back then, like, was I just trying to get attention or was I really wanting him to respond for a test? And I think at the time with my insecurities, I think I just wanted the attention. I don't know if I really wanted to pursue the guy. I just wanted to see what he would say or what he would do, if he would act jealous or anything like that.
Yeah, I think like those kind of tests are, yeah, they come from a place of insecurity. And,
for sure.
And I think we've all been there before. And that's where I think that boyfriend's test is. He's insecure about the relationship. He wants to control her, whatever. But then I think there are those kind of instinct tests, like the opening of the car door,
yes,
that I don't think are meant maliciously. It's just like, if you do it, it's like, wow. For me, it's the sidewalk test. Like Matt and I, we go walk all the time. And every time we walk, he makes sure that if I happen to end up on this side of the sidewalk that is closest to the street, he will literally like push my shoulders and grab me and like kind of move me into the inside.
Cute.
So if a car were to come up on there, it would hit him first. And I noticed that. And there's one particular trail that we go on where I actually want to be on the side of the street because it gives me more distance. I'm on the outside. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I need more steps. I need more steps than you. And he's like, I'm sorry. I just don't feel comfortable with you out there. So he'll let me do it for a little while. But if a car comes by, I feel his hand kind of go on my side, like his hand's going to block the car, you know? But it's the little things like that that I really do appreciate.
Oh my gosh, we were in Oakland a couple weekends ago and James kept doing it to me because we were walking all over town and he was like, kept pushing me. He goes, go into the side, go into the side, go into the side. At one point, I grabbed Momo because he was with us. I started walking. I'm like, all right, Momo, it's all your fault. You keep pushing me to the street, so it's blame it on Momo.
That is so funny. We're getting some texts here. 702-364-9400. This one says, if he is testing his girlfriend, I would advise her to run. Sign of control. It gets worse. Yeah, I definitely agree with that. This one says, Mercedes, can you imagine if that was the rule for your husband and you, especially being in your job where it's your job and being in the public to be nice to each other, to be nice to others? You would have to block hundreds of people all the time. This guy sounds super jealous. Yeah, and my husband, he knows that.
Yeah.
He's like, if he sees me responding to stuff, he's like, who are you talking to? I'm like, oh, this person sent me this meme or whatever. But half the time, he doesn't even care. Like, he doesn't even notice. He's too busy with his own stuff. This one says, my husband did the sidewalk thing on our first date, and I was sold. That's the best test ever. This one said, I test my wife with the grocery store cart. If she puts it back, she is a keeper.
Good one.
You should put it back.
Yeah. Wait, what are you talking about?
You're making her go put it back? What are you doing?
James puts the groceries in the trunk. I put the cart into the thing.
Okay. It's teamwork then.
Yes,
I'll give
exactly.
you that one. This one says, my ex pulled loyalty tests nonstop. It turned into a fight every time. Zero fun. And this one says, if someone used a friend to flirt with me, that would tell me more about them than me. Yeah.
Welcome to another episode of Mercedes in the Morning. And now, here's your host, Mercedes!
Good morning and welcome to the show, guys. It is Wednesday, November 19th. You made it halfway through the week. Thank you for being here. We are ready to go this morning. A lot happening. Still coming off of the wicked high that we had last night. No, we didn't go to a dispensary. We went to the premiere or the advanced screening of Wicked for Good. It was so much fun. AMC Town Square. Thanks to everyone that showed up. That theater was packed. I don't think there was one single seat that was open. And it was funny because my husband had one seat next to him. And our promotions guy, Owen, he was like, can I sit next to you? And he's like, yeah, sure. I don't know. But it's so funny to see like two guys sitting so close to each other. They like start off kind of as strangers, and then by the end of it, they're friends. They're all talking. I was like, shh, be quiet.
That's, you know? Matt with everybody.
I know, seriously. But yeah, if you were there, what did you think? If you've seen it early, what did you think? Steph, I saw you were in tears for probably the last hour of the movie.
Yeah, I think that there was a part of me that was just so happy that this was finally here. Like, we waited this whole year for part two, and I already know how it ends. I've seen the play, I've seen the bootleg version on YouTube, and I already know. So I'm already expecting what's gonna happen and how it ends, but the way of the storytelling, I think what's different, and I won't spoil anything, but I'm really glad there are little things that John Chu and the production crew did for the movie that's not in the play. So if you know some of the ending of the play, they've added some stuff in the movie.
Well, there are two new original songs that were added, which were really good. I thought it was great. I really enjoyed it. I thought that Wicked for Good really, really spotlighted how talented Ariana Grande is.
Agreed.
I think that the first one, obviously, I mean, she was great, but I felt like that was all, Cynthia Erivo was like the star. I felt like this one was, I was blown away by some of the performances by Ariana in this one. Not saying anything negative about Cynthia. She's Cynthia Erivo. Like, mm-hmm. Come on. But this really showcased how talented Ariana was. So I was super impressed with her performance.
I loved the music. I think I loved the songs more in part one than I did part two. But I can't, oh my gosh, when I heard this song come on.
Yeah.
For Good. That's when the tears were starting to roll through. This performance alone, I think, is Oscar worthy.
She was really, really just everything from her facial expressions to her little like grunts and stuff. I was just like, this girl has become Glinda. Like, it's absolutely incredible. So, yeah, I know it's obvious it's going to be number one at the box office this weekend. And a lot of you have already seen it. We're getting some texts here. This one says, I really loved it. I was crying the second I walked in just because I was so excited to see it. This one said, I thought it was great, but I did prefer the first one to the second one.
Oh, okay.
But, yeah, you know what? Everyone's going to have a preference for sure. You're not wrong for saying that. I really had a good time last night, and like I said, it was like all of our coworkers were there, everyone. It's not often that you see like everyone in your building at a movie screen, you
know? All in one row.
Yeah, we were all sitting next to each other. Steph dropped her popcorn and blamed it on her poor husband last night. Oh my gosh, it was a whole thing.
Yeah, I blame it on the concession guy because the concession guy filled it up like a mountain.
That's a good thing.
And then I'm like, I dropped some at the counter. I dropped some in the theater. We end up moving seats. So James is the one that sees all the, like, it's underneath his feet. So, man, I felt so bad.
It was a great time. And thanks to everyone that came out, that won tickets on the radio station. It was so great to see you guys. All right, a lot on the show this morning. In just a couple of minutes, we have an early edition of Heads Up for tickets to see Derek Hough Symphony of Dance Encore at Fountain Blue Las Vegas. By the way, did you watch Dancing with the Stars last night?
I can't wait to talk about it.
Oh my gosh. I was at the premiere, so I didn't watch it, but I came home and I could not believe who got kicked off. Like craziness.
Okay.
Yeah. So anyway, we've got tickets to his show coming up with an early edition of Heads Up. And on the way next, we have what's trending. Speaking of Ariana, she says this next tour might be your last chance to see her for a long time. I'll tell you what she shared and why fans are paying attention. That's coming up next in What's Trending.
Are you guys ready?
All right, let's check in on the hot topics trending.
Mercedes in the Morning's What's Trending? What's Trending on Mix 94.1.
Ariana Grande is trending this morning. She obviously is having quite the week with Wicked for Good coming out on Friday. And she just dropped a little emotional bomb on the Good Hang with Amy Poehler podcast. So she says that this Eternal Sunshine tour that she's about to go on feels like a final lap for a long stretch. She tried to keep her wording very soft, I could tell, but you could hear the truth. She tried to keep her wording soft, but you could really hear the truth tucked in between the lines when she was talking. She talked about how this tour feels really personal for her. You know, smaller rooms, tighter connection, and a plan to kind of show up with everything that she has. But then she said this.
I'm very excited to do this small tour, mm-hmm. but I think it might not happen again for a long, 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 long time.
Sure.
You know, so yeah. I'm going to give it my all and it's going to be beautiful.
This could be it for her touring. I don't know. You never want to say never, but.
And I'm so grateful that I think that's why I'm doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm like, one last hurrah.
Perfect. Because now.
This could be it for her touring. I don't know. You never want to say never, but it sounds like she's saying goodbye.
I do want to say that she has been doing a lot these past couple years, right? She's done her Wicked Part 1, Part 2, all of the press releases and the press tours. And I think right now she just needs a break. Because I kind of forgot that she's going on tour next year.
Yeah.
And I'll be at the first show.
Yeah, that run starts June 6th in Oakland. And it's hitting major cities across the U.S. and Europe. And it's then after that, she shifts straight into movie mode for Focker-in-Law.
Oh yeah,
with Robert De Niro and Ben Stiller, which will give something fresh to look at to, you know, after she's done with this tour break.
I'm so excited for her. I really am. Just seeing how she was in Wicked for Good and the acting that the skills that she's obviously has. So I'm excited for her acting career, although the music part will definitely miss.
Yeah, well, hopefully she's just pulling in Adele and then just going for a really, really, really long break. And then she comes back at some point with her, you know, Never Say Goodbye tour or something like that. And that is what's trending.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Let's get our contestant, Belen. You are color 20. Yay! Good morning.
Yay. Good morning, guys.
Hey, are you ready to win these tickets for Derek Hough, a Symphony of Dance Encore?
Yes, I am.
Are you watching Dancing with the Stars?
I am a big Dancing with the Stars fan. I love watching it.
Okay, don't say anything, but were you surprised at who left last night?
Actually, I was not.
Okay.
I was not surprised. I knew they might have lost due to the points, but I'm mostly team Eric.
Eric.
Yeah.
Team Eric. But, okay.
Yeah.
But overall, I love Dancing with the Stars. It's just a great show.
Well, let's do this. Let's pick a category. Do you want to go with Mickey Mouse Club, MapQuest, or Game On?
Mickey Mouse.
Okay, Mickey Mouse Day is Tuesday, was Tuesday. These are all different Disney characters. You ready to do this?
I am.
Okay.
All right, guys, your 60 seconds for Heads Up starts now.
He's Mickey's friend. He has no pants on.
Donald Duck.
Yes, he is really tall, and he's like, hello. And he comes out of the lamp when you rub it, and he's like,
a genie, yeah,
yes,
genie from Aladdin.
Yes. She is Peter Pan's sidekick. She's kind of mischievous. Tinkerbell. Yes. This is Elsa's little friend. He is cold, but he has a
Ola.
Yes, yes. This is on the movie Moana. He's the big guy.
Molly.
Yes. Wow. Yay. That's awesome. You got it. No problem. Congratulations.
Thank you, guys.
You are going to see Derek Hough when he comes to town with his special show, Symphony of Dance Encore at the Fountain Blue. Congratulations. And don't go anywhere because the winning continues 7:30.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Barry's Downtown Prime and Site Circa, now taking home orders for Thanksgiving.
If you hear someone makes a six-figure salary, I would think that sounds like, wow, you're doing very well. Well, apparently that's not true because now people are saying it sounds like you're just trying to figure out which credit card still has a little room on it. A new Harris poll says that the whole meaning of $100,000 has completely shifted. And two-thirds of Americans say that six figures is not wealth anymore. A third of people who earn that much say they feel financially stressed. And three-quarters of them ran out of cash before payday and had to reach for the credit card. Some are selling personal items, cutting down on medical care, skipping meals. And more than half say they would need to double their income in order to feel secure. Geography also plays a really huge part in this, too. 100,000 stretches in very far in the Midwest, whereas right. On the West or East Coast, not so much. It pretty much vanishes when you go to Manhattan. That's like nothing there, which is crazy if you think about that.
It's kind of sad to think about it because I remember as a kid, it's like, oh my God, you make $100,000. And then nowadays it's like, oh great, you're barely making it.
Yeah, so you're making the minimum payment on your credit cards.
Sounds great.
Also this morning, the Cambridge Dictionary Word of the Year comes straight from pop culture. They picked the word parasocial, the word for a one-sided bond that people form with celebrities. And guess who inspired the word? Taylor Swift.
Of course.
Searches for the term exploded when Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce got engaged because fans, including us,
oh, yeah,
reacted with just full emotional investment and drove searches straight up on Google and Cambridge's site. Editors say the word captures where we are right now. Celebrity lives get tracked so closely that what used to be an academic term from the 1950s and is now everywhere on social media. That engagement became the perfect example of why it fits in 2025.
I think what I loved the most about the engagement was right before when they did the New Heights podcast together and her dropping The Life of a Showgirl. There was something about that podcast that made me feel like they were my friends. Like I was sitting in the room with them, talking with them. And I don't know that my brain was just like, I can't wait for them to get engaged. And then what? Weeks later, should they get engaged?
Yeah, it's amazing because I feel that way with certain celebrities. Like F1 is in town. And yesterday I saw the drivers at different places in town that I've been to. And I'm like, oh my gosh, Lando's at the T-Mobile store.
Yes.
Oh my gosh, Carlos is here. Oh my God. And I just feel like I want to go down and say hi to them. Charles and Lewis, they're at the Puma store. I should go say hi to them. Like, they don't know me, but I feel like I know them.
And you know, you and your daughter Sophie have been getting us into F1 for those that don't know like much about it. And I kind of started Drive to Survive. I know. And you have no idea. Like, James, he's a big sports guy, but he's not into racing. So when we started the show, he goes, oh my God, seven, six. Seasons, we gotta get through seven seasons. The first episode, I swear to you, he's like, oh my God, I have so many questions. I cannot wait to talk to Mercedes about F1.
That is amazing. Is the first, like the first season, they really focus on Daniel Ricciardo, right?
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Oh my gosh. I am so excited that you are watching this.
Do you feel like when you start an old show or like when someone you know is starting a show that you love from the beginning, it's like, oh, I wish I could live through you?
Yes, I'm so invested now. Like, I want to know what you think about all of it. That is amazing.
I'll keep you updated.
Finally, this morning, Amazon wants to be the place where you buy everything, including your next car. They have now partnered with Ford to sell certified pre-owned vehicles inside Amazon Autos. So basically, you browse, you set up your financing, and then you finish the purchase right on Amazon. So your Bronco is not going to show up on your porch in 2 days or anything like that. You still have to pick it up at a dealership. But Amazon says this move gives people more transparency and fewer dealership headaches. And people online are already wondering if this is the start of a big shift. Some people are even calling it, you know, a big blow to the dealerships. For now, it's only pre-owned Fords right now, but who knows? This could open the door to a new way of car shopping, you know?
There is nothing like buying a new car at a dealership for me. Like, I want to be able to test drive the car, sit down with someone, tell me what I need to do and all that good stuff. Handing the keys, like, that is a special moment. I don't know if I want that replaced by something from Amazon or on the internet.
Well, if they offer prime shipping and I get it in 2 days, I might think about it. I just looked outside. It's like raining again. The rain lately has been just kind of crazy, and the dreariness, it like I kind of like feel the seasonal depression.
Oh, no.
not in a bad way, but yeah. I'm just kind of like, I just want to be at home. Good thing I have a therapy appointment today.
You do? Is this your first one?
Actually, no. You know what? I meant to tell you guys, I had my very first session on Friday
what?
Of last week.
Wait, hold on. We were supposed to get updates. as you went along. So this isn't your, so today will be your second
session?
It will
be my second session. Wait. That's a good sign, right? That I'm going back?
Well, I mean, it's a good sign for the therapist because it's like, okay, she kind of likes me. So wait, what's going on? How's it been?
Okay. Oh yeah. I know. I told you guys I would do the on the road to therapy with Mercedes segment. And honestly, I was going to. I had it on my list of things to talk about, but we just there was just so many other things going on. I was like, we'll talk about that later. So, yes, I had my first session on Friday, and I swear, I sat in my car for a while before I walked in. I don't know. Everything inside of me just wanted to drive away. I was just like, I don't know if I want to do this, but I opened the door. I went in there, and this was someone who was recommended to me by you guys. One of you on the text line, when we were talking about it before, they're like, go see this person. Trust me, you will not be sorry. So I just looked into her, and I was like, let's give it a try. And so, she was so nice. Like, I don't know. She let me take my time. I just felt safe, you know?
Yeah.
And I could feel myself just kind of opening up a little, where it takes me a while to open up.
I think
she could tell my vibe, and she wasn't going to push me too much. You know, we were just kind of chatting, and it was fun. But there was a huge comedy moment during our little session. There.
A comedy session? Like, you guys were laughing?
I'm so embarrassed. Like, a part of me is embarrassed to show my face today, because so we were talking about this situation that was kind of weighing me down, and it was about a friendship of mine that ended, and it still affects me a lot, and it still hurts a lot. And we were kind of talking about that a bit, and she asked, why did I think that this person was acting the way that they were acting?
Mm-hmm.
And I said, just trying to lighten the mood, because I didn't want things to get too serious. I go, well, I don't know if you believe in astrology, but their sign tracks. And then I said what the sign was. And I'm not going to say the sign, but I said their sign tracks. And she laughed, and I laughed, and it was hilarious. And then we talked about how much people love to blame everything on astrology, and how sometimes it feels spot on. And we moved on, and all was good. And then later, in the smoothest, most casual moment, she goes, by the way, I have that sign too.
Oh my, she's the same astrological sign.
I was like, what? Wait, you're the sign that I just, oh my God. And oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. And she's like, no, she's laughing. She thinks it's the funniest thing. And I'm like, well, there's like two sides of that sign. Like, there's, and I'm like trying to
backtrack.
Oh my gosh, my soul left my body. I wanted to slide off of this couch and just hide under her bookshelf. So here I am backpedaling. And it was really funny. But I did walk out of there feeling a lot lighter than I expected. Not fixed by any means, not solved, but definitely lighter. And yeah, so that's the update. First session is done. I like her. I feel hopeful, and I have already embarrassed myself, and it was not even, man, it took me one session to embarrass myself.
You know what though? Like, that is a sign of you showing comfortability, because you love to talk about astrology. And I know it's not like, hey, I want to talk about me all the time, which is great because you're unpacking that bricks from your backpack, like you said. But I think those conversations, those happy and funny moments between your therapist, are important because it shows the same bond. And I love how the therapist didn't say it right away. She's like, this session isn't about me, but I will say at the end, I am a whatever.
I wanted to die. It was so funny. But she was talking about how, like, the sessions are going to kind of work. And I think every therapist is probably different. I'm not going to get into the whole science of it, because it might be long and boring to some of you. But she uses what's called cognitive behavioral therapy. And so it's basically like going and trying to track back why you think the way you think.
Yeah.
And to find the negative ways that you think, and trying to go back to what made you start thinking that way, and trying to retrain your brain. And the way she was explaining it was really, really interesting. And yeah, so we're going to see how it goes. I just, I got to be careful.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Big deal brands are on sale right now at Designer Shoe Warehouse. Save up to 25% on select styles from the brands on everyone's list, like Nike, Adidas, New Balance, Crocs, Reebok, and more. Because the only thing we love more than dropping a name is dropping a price. You don't want to miss this one. These brands are almost never on sale. So shop the DSW Holiday Name Drop Sale today at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Are you ready? It's time for Mercedes in the Morning's Mega Minute.
Hey, good morning, Courtney. You're caller 20.
Good morning. I'm so excited.
Oh, I'm excited for you. Are you working solo today, or do you have anyone helping you out on the Mega Minute?
Oh, I have my boys, Caleb and Edvin. We're on our way to school.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good.
They're like, oh, why is she talking to me, Mom? let's do this, guys. Okay, here's the deal. You know how it works. We have 60 seconds, 10 questions. You get them all correct in that time, and you're going to win this 4-pack of tickets to see the Jonas Brothers at the MGM Grand Garden Arena. Are you ready for the Mega Minute, Courtney?
Yes. I'm so excited.
Okay, let's do it.
All right, guys, if you're struggling with the question, you can say pass. Or if you get one wrong, and if we have time at the end, we'll go back to those questions. And the Mega Minute, it starts now.
From what country does the beer brand Corona come from?
Mexico?
Yes. What is the 11th month of the calendar year?
November.
Yes. What singer is known for their 2019 hit Blinding Lights?
The Weeknd.
Yes. So which video game features catching creatures with Pokeballs?
Pokemon.
Yes. What is the name of the area in the Atlantic Ocean where planes and ships are said to disappear?
Bermuda Triangle.
Yes. In basketball, what do you call the simple shot taken close to the hoop?
Three-pointer.
No.
Layup?
Yes, that is correct. Salem is the state capital of which U.S. state?
Oregon.
Yes. What holiday lasts every 8 days in December?
Hanukkah.
Yes. Death Valley is the lowest point in which U.S. state?
California?
Yes. How many reindeer pulls Santa's sleigh?
Eight.
Oh, my.
Oh, no. Wait, are you counting Rudolph?
Of course.
Oh.
I was counting Rudolph.
It's 9, you guys, according to our judges.
Yeah.
You know, Dasher, Dancer, Prancer, Vixen, Comet, Cupid, Donner, Blitzen. I would have said A2. I don't know. I don't know that I always count Rudolph.
Like, Rudolph is the main guy.
Well, he wasn't always.
But is he now?
Well, I don't know. That you're the judge. You're okay. The judge. I'm giving it to you. I am not saying a word, but that means unfortunately, Courtney, you did not conquer the Mega Minute. I'm so sorry. What a bummer. That means caller 20 right now. You are going to the show to see the Jonas Brothers. All four of you will go. And not only that, but you'll qualify for the grand prize. A meet and greet for two with the Jonas Brothers. Caller 20, you are winning. Our number is 702-364-9400.
Hot, hot, hot. It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Barry's Downtown Prime inside Circa, now taking home orders for Thanksgiving.
All right. Well, Nostradamus predictions are going viral again. People online are saying that the 16th century astrologer warned about big events at the end of 2025. So here's what we're dealing with.
No.
One of the passages that's grabbing a lot of attention right now is from the cosmos, a fireball will rise, a harbinger of fate, the world pleads. So some think that that points to an asteroid or a comet, which ties right into the theories that are swirling around about that 3I Atlas comet. Another line says, a great pestilence from the past returns, no enemy more deadly under the skies. And people are convinced that means a new pandemic is coming.
No, I can't do another pandemic, please.
There are a couple more cryptic lines about Mars ruling the skies, human blood in a sanctuary, and three fires rising in the east. So some are interpreting those as hints towards a global conflict. Nostradamus has been linked to predictions like the French Revolution, both world wars, here's the good news, okay?
Mm-hmm.
A few of his other 2025 predictions did not come true earlier this year. There was one about a new world order, one about a catastrophe in the Amazon. So those did not come true. So we can't like bank on this stuff. It's just predictions, right?
Honestly, I sometimes feed into these predictions.
I know. It's really hard not to.
Especially remember in 2012 when the Mayan calendar was ending and the world was going to end and everyone predicted like, it's going to end on December 12th, 2012 or something crazy.
Well, were we supposed to have some sort of a big thing this year too where like Jesus was going to come and end the world?
Oh, that's right. The revolution. What is it called? When people come back from
resurrection
yeah. or something like that.
Well,
that didn't happen.
Or at least we don't know. Maybe we're living in the new world and we have no idea. I don't know.
Yeah.
Also this morning, a new survey says Gen Z is taking more sick days than anyone else in the workplace. 60% of Gen Z workers took at least 3 sick days this year, and only 7% of boomers did. About half of Gen Z took 4 or more sick days for colds or minor illnesses, and only 20% of Gen Z said that they took no sick days this past year, compared to 88% of older adults. Gen Z says taking the time off helps them recover faster, and only 1% of them take more than a week off when they're sick. I have thoughts on it because I'm not the kind of person that will call in sick unless I am really, really sick. I've come into work sick so many times. It's probably not something I want to admit. But then there's the other part of me that's like, they give you the days for that mm-hmm. reason. So why don't we take them?
I don't know what it is about me that I don't even remember the last time I ever took a sick day, to be honest. I try to do what I, like if I'm feeling sick, I'm like, I'm coming in. If it gets worse, I'll leave.
Yeah.
But other than that, I always try to come in, at least start the show. And if I can't finish the show, I'll let you guys know.
Yeah, it's I don't know. It's one of those things. Maybe it is generational. I think Gen Zers are like, hey, these are given to me. I'm going to use them. Why wouldn't I?
Mm-hmm.
And I get that mentality. Also, finally this morning, Thanksgiving has a dessert rivalry, okay? Apple or pumpkin pie? There's a new survey out that says apple dominates the rest of the year, but at Thanksgiving, pumpkin takes the lead. They say that they have done their quote-unquote scientific research on this. They say that in this poll, 29% of people pick pumpkin for Thanksgiving. Apple comes in second at 20%. Pecan finishes third with 14%. And then you have sweet potato and chocolate tied at 10% each. And Instacart data actually backs it up. Pumpkin pie orders jump on Thanksgiving.
What do you think? Pumpkin or apple?
I take apple. I don't like pumpkin pie. I just don't like it. What about you guys?
Go ahead, Ramon.
Oh, apple all day. I dislike anything pumpkin, so apple pretty easy.
Oh my God, I'm apple too, but pumpkin pie with whipped cream on top and you microwave it for like 30 seconds, it is pretty bomb. I will tell you.
The whipped cream will melt if you do that. Or sorry. You put that on after?
Yes, you microwave the pumpkin. Well, wait, imagine you put the whipped cream and it's like, is this a whipped cream pie?
Forbes says that there is a major shift happening in dating, guys. More women are choosing younger partners, and what used to be labeled as something that was kind of taboo, it's now being seen as just completely normal. They're calling it the reverse age gap trend. And it's kind of flipping the old dating rules upside down. And it's not even about chasing youth. It's more about choosing energy, you know? Forbes says that women are less focused on stability now, and they're more interested in connection and curiosity and growth. And younger men are bringing that flexibility and that openness that kind of mirrors what women are looking for in themselves. So translation, the goal isn't security anymore. It's expansion. What do you guys think about this reverse age gap trend? Are you a part of it? Do you agree? Do you look for someone younger than you? And you're a woman, and typically, you know, you go for guys your age or older, but this reverse age gap trend is just totally turning that upside down. 702-364-9400.
I never really met or have any friends or family that is a woman older and dating, you know, a man young, decades younger. I've never seen the success rate. I can't really say much. I've seen a lot of family members that are guys who date a lot of younger women. But for this is actually really new to me. And to know that there's a success rate or that people are, this is kind of a trend that I don't know if I can personally do it. But to those that can, that's awesome.
Why don't you think you could do it?
I think for me, it's really about what we have in common. And I think the reason why me and James get along so well is because we have a lot of similarities. We're a lot alike. Can I find that in a younger man? I don't know. I don't prefer it, if that's where I want to lean towards. I would prefer someone more my age or around my age. I don't know if I can date someone that's 20 or 30 years younger than me.
They say that younger men today show more emotional intelligence, and they talk about their feelings more, and they split chores, and they listen. So it's kind of like gone are the days of the emotional caveman, you know. And even research shows that couples who share decision making and splitting responsibilities, they have better intimacy and they have less conflict.
Wow.
So what do you guys think? Ooh, it looks like we have someone on the phone, Christine. Christine, you are in a reverse age gap relationship. Tell us more. How are you?
I am, and I am in a very happy relationship. I'm 45, Andrew's 22, and it is amazing. And I'm going to explain why. Okay. Most guys my age are already settled in to a nice, quiet routine. They don't plan anything. There's no outings of interest. Their main focus seems to be TV. They go to work, they come home, they watch TV. That's it. There's no energy level. There's no spontaneity. There's no spark. Now, at the same time, I personally, and I think most women in general, just have more stamina, more energy than most men. My age, most men my age.
Okay.
So if I'm energetic, outgoing, excited about doing things, I need a younger person.
Now, tell me.
And we are more compatible because he is not the young man, as you guys were just saying, as the old days. I mean, this is a more mature, work ethic, stable men at 22 than they were
30 years ago.
That's I'm so fascinated by this, Christine. Thank you so much for calling. So you're 45. You said his name is Andrew. He's 22 years old. I try to mentally like put myself in that position. Like, what would I have in common with a 22-year-old guy? And I mean, do you ever kind of fall into that role where you feel like you are mothering him at all?
No, it does not feel like mothering. It's just okay. People always assume that, but it's the opposite. I feel like we're equal partners on the same playing field. That the similarities kind of come from what's going on now.
No, I respect that. And I hope you didn't take that the wrong way. I'm trying to think what people might be thinking now. I'm curious. I don't know if this is crossing the line, and if it is, please tell me. I won't be offended. Do you think that Andrew would come on the show at all and talk from his perspective? I would love to hear like from both of you just what it's like. Do you think there's
Absolutely,
any way?
Because we're very comfortable and content and open, and this is not a secret. This is just two people who are compatible and enjoy, you know, the same movies and themes and ideas. Because it's not about what was, it's about where you are now.
I love it. Christine, hold on the line. Let's get your boyfriend's info and try to get Andrew on the air and just kind of hear from his perspective.
I would love that. I don't think I've ever heard from the younger man's perspective of like, why do they date older?
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like they have everything that they could want in a relationship. And pop culture, I think, has helped normalize it. You know, Nick Jonas, he's with Priyanka Chopra. She's significantly older than him.
Yeah.
I don't know how big of an age gap it is compared to Christine's age gap, but oh, we got Andrew on the line.
Yes.
He's on hold. He is on hold. Okay. It's Mercedes in the morning. Hey, Christine, you still there?
I am.
All right. We have been talking to Christine about the reverse gap of relationships. Forbes says more women are choosing younger partners and that the dynamic can be stronger because both people show up and there's more openness and there's more balance. And Christine kind of walked us through how that plays out in her relationship and why the age difference is not the headline for them. And now we get to hear the other side because her boyfriend, Andrew, is on the line. Good morning, Andrew.
Good morning.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
Sorry to like ambush you this morning. We appreciate you taking the time to call in. So Christine was talking to us and telling us about how you guys are in a relationship. You're 22 years old. She's 45. And talk to us a little bit about that, because a lot of people are probably like, what in the world does a 22-year-old guy have in common with someone who's 45 years old? Two different worlds. Why does this relationship work so well for you?
Well, yeah, I can say, you know, from my perspective, girls my age, a lot of them are still figuring themselves out. And, you know, there's all this pressure to impress them, to be flashy, to act like, you know, you have your whole life together. And with her, I don't have to pretend, you know, she's well established. She knows who she is and she doesn't expect me to like put on some big performance. And you know, I just don't have to worry about impressing her. Even though, you know, I still take her out and treat her right and all that, but she doesn't care about like the shallow stuff that younger girls or girls my age would. You know, she's like confident, secure. There's no drama, no games. That's a big one, you know, and it's just easy. Like, I feel like I can be more myself and she actually appreciates that. You know, people act like the age gap is weird, but for us, it's the easiest relationship I've ever been in.
That's really interesting. Do you ever notice the age gap in your just day to day, or does it kind of just fade into the background?
I mean, there's obviously going to be stuff, you know, like if you're from a different generation, there's things that we don't really match up on, or she'll say things that I don't always understand. all the good stuff tends to eclipse the bad, you know.
We're getting some texts here. This one says, other than people judging you guys, do you encounter problems because of the age difference? I think you just hit on that one with like the generational kind of, you know, little topical things that don't really match up. But is there anything else that you guys encounter because of that?
Yeah, you know, there'll be comments from people or they'll be like, is this your son? Type of thing.
let's bring back on. I want to talk to Christine about that. Christine, when people make that comment to you and Andrew, does that bother you at all?
To be honest, it used to bother me more. It doesn't anymore because I just like add a chuckle to it and just say, no, he's not. Aren't I lucky?
Oh, wow.
That's awesome.
I how do you guys balance each other out when you hit a disagreement, though?
The same way other people do. It's not always an age-related situation. Like he was saying, that there's certain things that I'll say he doesn't get and he says and I don't get. But that also happens with people my age. People use different expressions, you know, sometimes according to where they came from. Right, Andrew?
There's more of an understanding because we know that there's a gap, you know, like we can express why that's happening easier.
These are texts coming into the text line. Do you share 50-50 finances? People want to know.
I wouldn't say 50-50.
Depends on what we're dealing with.
Okay.
You know,
I think the implication here is just being straight up is that you're like the sugar mama. Is that the situation with you guys,
no.
Christine? No.
No, it's just the same as any dating. And I'm a liberated woman, so I don't expect him to pay, and he doesn't expect me to pay. It's we're in a relationship. I mean, he pays sometimes, I pay sometimes. It depends, and it also depends on what it is. If it's some big baseball game he wants to go to, I'm not paying for it.
I love that. At least you guys get that straight.
That is funny.
Christine and Andrew, we can't thank you enough. What great insight into that. I mean, again, I couldn't see myself doing it, but then you talk to Andrew, and he just seems so mature for his age. Like, I could have a conversation with him. He's a nice guy, you know?
Kudos to them for having an open mind, too, because usually when you first start talking, age is one of the biggest questions, one of the first questions you ask. So kudos to them for keeping that open mind and, you know, working it out.
I can see where, like, the generational pop culture things could get. Like, sure. She makes a comment about the Spice Girls, and he's like, oh, yes, Ice Spice. I love her.
6'7".
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
All right, let's get our contestant, Jessica, your caller 20. Good morning.
Good morning. Yay, I'm excited. Let's do this.
Yeah, let's do it. We've got a couple of tickets for you to enjoy the Nevada Ballet Theater's production of The Nutcracker this holiday season. All you got to do is get 6 answers in 60 seconds in one of these categories. We have Royal Highness, Set Up Camp, or Scorpio Season. Which one do you want to go with?
Oh, Set Up Camp.
All right. National Camp Day was on Wednesday, or is today. And these are all things associated with camping, okay? Have you gone camping before?
Kind of. We went glamping, if that's...
See, I'm more of a glamping girl myself, yes, so exactly. I'm not really into roughing it, but we'll see if we can get this, okay? We just need 6 and 60. We got this.
You guys do got this. Got your 60 seconds for Heads Up. It starts now.
You pitch one of these to sleep in.
A tent.
Yes. You build this to make your food. You build a what in the middle of it?
Fire.
Yes. This is what you sleep in. You zip it up and then you get all cozy. Yes. This is with graham crackers, chocolate, and a marshmallow.
S'mores.
Yes. This is what you might hold one of these to tell you if you're going northwest, east, or south.
Compass.
Yes. This is, you don't want to get the mosquitoes on you, so you spray this on you.
Bug spray.
Yay!
I'm going to do one more just because people are going to say something about sleeping bag one. This is what you put all your cold drinks in. You put them in a what?
Cooler.
Yes, okay. Hey, I know someone's going to complain. You said sleeping and it's sleeping bag and I'm not going to deal with that. So Jessica, you win fair and square. Congratulations. Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. It is race week in Las Vegas. Woo! And back for another episode of F1 for the 702. It is Sophie, my daughter. Good morning, Sophie. Yay!
Good morning, everyone. Happy race week.
Are you so excited about this weekend?
I am, like, so excited. I can't properly express how excited I am, to be honest.
Well, we have been getting a lot of texts from people who are loving the segment, and they're sending in questions for F1 for the 702. If you're not 100% familiar on F1, or maybe you want something answered, Sophie is here to help. So I'm hoping you are prepared for this next question, okay?
I got you.
Okay, so this one is from Michelle, and she said, I loved when Sophie compared some of the drivers to female pop stars. Can she do some more drivers? Do you think you can give us some more? She actually asked for a couple of drivers. I don't know if you can think of these off the top of your head, but she asked for Charles, Carlos, and George.
Ooh. Those are some interesting picks.
Okay, so if Charles Leclerc was a pop singer, who would he be?
I think Charles would be Lady Gaga. And
wow.
I think that's because he has his very distinct style, and he's, you know, he's done very well in racing overall. And I feel like, you know, he's been with Ferrari forever, and Lady Gaga has always, you know, had her very distinct style, and they've kind of both grown into their roles of where they're at, and they both have extremely loyal fans that they always want to make sure that they're serving. So they're always trying to put in those top tier performances week in and week out. So I would probably say Charles most reminds me of Lady Gaga.
And he's a Ferrari boy, so he's got a lot of built-in fans, and those are like the little monsters, right?
Oh, exactly. The Tifosi and little monsters, they're very similar because they're both super passionate and loyal to both Ferrari and Lady Gaga, respectively. So I definitely think that this is a good comparison.
Little Ferraris is what we'll call them.
Yeah, right. I love it. Okay, Carlos Sainz. He's kind of known as, well, he's the smooth operator. We know that if you're a fan. And who would you compare him to as far as a pop singer goes?
So, I mean, like you said, he's the smooth operator, right? So the easy answer would be Sade, but no. I think Carlos is most similar to Doja Cat. And hear me out here for a second, all right? So Doja Cat has been around for a long time, and she's made some changes over the years. She's done a lot of exploration and has had varying degrees of success. And I think Carlos also has had that. Carlos has been on many teams over his career. In fact, in F1, he started out as being Max Verstappen's teammate on the Toro Rosso team, which is now the Visa Cash App Racing Bolt. And I feel like both of them have had their different explorations, and through this, they've gained such large followings. And they've just shown that they're experts in their craft along the way. We've seen that with Doja Cat going back and forth between that signature pop sound of hers from Hot Pink and Planet Her, whereas, you know, in terms of Scarlett, she goes back and forth, but she still found that success. And I feel like even though Carlos has been on multiple teams, he's been very successful.
Yeah, I think that he's just got his own little fan base that really loves him. And I saw that he was at the Raiders game earlier this week. I was so excited about that.
Okay, is this the last one? Is this George Russell? Okay.
Yes.
Can you, Sophie, describe George Russell as a pop singer?
Absolutely. So the first one that came to mind for me was Sabrina Carpenter.
Really? Why so, Sabrina?
Yes. Yeah, so, like Sabrina Carpenter, George has been in F1 for quite a while now. In fact, the Las Vegas Grand Prix is going to be his 150th race, which congratulations to him for that. That's a great milestone.
But even though it's his 150th Grand Prix, just like Sabrina Carpenter, their main burst of successes haven't come until the past few years. So he's really found that success these past few years, because once he was able to go to the Mercedes team, he's been really able to showcase his expertise, just like Sabrina did when Emails I Can't Send came out. And also, of course, Sabrina is known for her poses for Juno, and George is also known for his famous T-pose from one of the old F1 intros.
Oh, they have iconic poses!
I just showed Steph the George Russell pose, so now she knows exactly what that is.
Oh, that's awesome!
Man, you're spot on these, Sophie. Thank you so much, F1, for the 702!
Thank you, everyone.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Barry's Downtown Prime and Site Circa. Now taking home orders for Thanksgiving.
If you feel tired all day, you are definitely in the majority. There's a new national survey that says that 72% of adults feel sleepy often enough that it gets in the way of their daily life. And that tired feeling, it hits everything. 60% say it affects their mood. 53%, it ramps up stress and anxiety. Moore says it hurts their productivity. And women report that sleepiness affects how they manage their household more than men do. But it definitely is a game changer when you get that rest.
This should be at 100%. I think we should all take a nap right now, ladies. What do you think?
I love that idea. But I you know what? My mom is never tired. Like, that's one thing I've noticed about her. She is in the minority on this one, because she is always just ready to go. She wakes up early. She is the last to go to bed. I don't understand how she does it.
That's my mom, too. I mean, my mom, she can go on 3 hours of sleep and she's ready to go for, I don't know, the rest of the day. I'm like, what are you doing? Let's take a nap. She goes, we have to seize the day. We have to do everything we can. No naps.
No naps all day.
Do you guys take a nap every day?
A siesta. Of course, you have to. It's kind of like part of my daily life now.
Yeah, same. I have to take a nap, or else I'm not able to function for the rest of the day.
I want to. It's just my problem is if I do, I take a nap on the weekends, but during the week, if I do it, then I will never fall asleep at night. So I got to keep myself awake throughout the day.
How long are your naps?
On the weekends?
Yes.
Oh, like 3 hours.
That's a sleep. That's more than a nap.
I take long naps on that.
Wait, well, how do you, like, when you do your mid, like, we sleep, what, maybe 4 or 5 hours a night? How are you able, like, in the middle of the day to get that jump back for energy?
I used to drink a cup of coffee, but I wanted to stop doing that because I didn't want to drink so much caffeine. So I'll either go on a walk, go to the gym, or just find a good show that I like and, like, binge it, where I might as well sleep if I'm laying there on the couch. I'm not doing anything, but I just, it's all a mind thing for me. If I sleep, I know I'll be wide awake at night.
I'd be falling asleep during those shows. I'd be like, I'm sorry, bitch, who?
I know. Sometimes it's hard. That's why it always has to be like a comedy or something scary. Because if it's like dramatic or sad, then I will absolutely fall asleep. Also this morning, a new Thanksgiving survey proves something we all know. Sometimes the kids' table is definitely the place to be. 47% of Americans say they'd rather sit with the kids this year than listen to the adults argue. Millennials lead the way at 62%. It's kind of interesting. They have a list of the things that people never want to talk about at Thanksgiving. What do you think is number one?
Politics.
Yes.
Easy.
Financials. Yep.
Money is number two. Yeah. Yep. Appearance and weight is number three. Religion is next. Then the ex, and then mental health, work, personal struggles, stuff like that. Basically, the rule is keep dinner light, keep it peaceful. If it sounds like a trap, do not bring it up.
Is there a subject at the dinner table that you guys don't talk about during Thanksgiving or Christmas, maybe when you visit back home to Colorado?
If it's just my immediate family, we're fine. Everything's open for discussion. But when we are with my entire family, yeah, politics. It has come, like, sometimes my brother-in-law will make, like, political, like, comments. And I hit Matt. I'm like, do not engage. And then I see my sister elbow her husband, like, stop it. Like, it's a whole thing for sure.
I think that's just like the main thing, especially with the political climate that we're in. We just don't talk about it because it becomes so uncomfortable for me. Me and my cousin, we have the same views, but my aunt, my uncle, and then my dad and my other uncle, they're on two totally different sides. And when they get into it, you can feel the tension.
Oh, yeah.
I'm out with the dogs. I'm like, okay, time to walk the dogs.
Finally, this morning, speaking of animals, your next pet might have tiny little hands and a mask. Researchers are saying that raccoons are showing early signs of domestication because of how much time they're spending around humans. This study found that their faces are slowly changing. They look cuter now, and they're less wild. They're less chaotic. Their features are softening in some ways. Like, same with foxes and mice in urban areas. They're changing because they're around human. Scientists say that once wild animals spend enough time near people, they become less afraid. They start showing physical traits linked to domestication. But here's the important thing. That does not mean they should be pets. In many places, they're illegal to own. They can cause major damage in homes. They definitely need their space and natural environment. So yes, they might look adorable, but do not, under any circumstances, let that raccoon in your trash can come inside and spend the night with you.
I couldn't imagine Momo with a raccoon brother. What the heck?
I will say this, a trash panda is probably more adorable than Momo.
Oh. What did you say to me?
Come on, look at him. The little hands and stuff like that.
That is messed up. What do you think? What is it about Momo? He's a shih tzu. What is it about Momo that you think is ugly?
Probably his big old eyes. He's looking both ways at the same time.
That is so true. I'm not going to lie. He does have some bulgy eyes.
I will say, I think Momo's adorable, but raccoons are really cute.
She told you.
You guys are crazy.
Mix 94.1, it is Mercedes in the morning. Wicked for Good comes out on Friday officially, but yesterday we got to attend our advanced screening. A bunch of Mix listeners were there, and it was really good. I enjoyed it thoroughly. I know, Steph, you really enjoyed it. You were crying for the last hour of the movie. You were really emotional. It was so cute.
I've been looking forward to For Good since the first part came out. So it's been a year in the making. And man, I have been talking about this movie. I think this has been my, what do you call it, like my identity? It's taken over me. And it will be for the last.
It's your whole personality right now.
It is my personality, exactly. And Ramon and I, we were talking a couple days ago. And I feel so bad.
You should.
Really?
I should feel bad, right?
Because this is how I felt after we talked about Wicked. So me and Ramon, we're having a conversation. He's excited for us because we're going to the advanced screening, and unfortunately he couldn't make it. So he's telling me about how his wife is reading the book Wicked from 1995. I'm like, oh my God, I never got to read it.
Oh my gosh, I'm an idiot. I didn't realize it was books. I thought it was just a Broadway play. It's books?
Yes.
Oh, I'm an idiot. I had no idea. You just taught me something new. That's cool.
Well, not only that, but of course we know the play came out in 2003. Yeah. So this story has been out for a really long time. So now that Ramon's wife is reading the book and Jackie's telling him about all the things that aren't in the movies and things that are, I'm thinking, oh my gosh, he knows more about maybe the movies than we do. So I start going down this rabbit hole. I'm like, oh my gosh, Ramon, so you know that so-and-so becomes the Scarecrow.
Oh gosh, be careful.
Yeah, and so I was like, oh, what a great way to spoil it. I was like, thanks for ruining the movie for me. I don't watch it till Saturday. And don't feel that way, Mercedes, because...
Wait, you told him the actual... Wait, you said this to him?
I told him the character... that becomes the Scarecrow. And he...
Steph, not everyone knows this stuff.
I thought he did because of the way he was talking about the book compared to the movie. I was like, oh, he knows this stuff. Oh, and then, like, at first you were kind of upset, but I felt like you played it off a little bit.
Well, then you asked me, do you know who the Tin Man is? And I just guessed it correctly, and I was like, cool. Saturday, I'm already halfway done with the movie. I haven't even seen it yet.
I'm feeling bad. I'm like, you know what? Brush it off. Let's talk about some other stuff.
And is there, like, a time constraint on when spoilers are like okay to spoil? Because even now, knowing going into it, I knew what happened because I saw the play on Broadway several years ago. But I have to say, part of the joy of seeing that play was I didn't even see those parts coming. I didn't even know that was a part of the story. So when those things happened, I was like, oh my gosh, my mind was blown. So the fact, even though it is several years later and a lot of people have seen it, not everyone has. So you just totally ruined it for him.
I do want to add something. When I went to go watch the first one last year, you know, the title comes and says Wicked Part 1. Didn't know there was two parts. Halfway through the movie, I'm like, wait a minute. This is a prequel to The Wizard of Oz. I didn't even know that going in.
Wait, you had no idea it was tied into The Wizard of Oz?
I had no idea. What? I was like, oh, it's a prequel. Got it. Okay, now, I'm in. I'm interested now.
I feel so bad because I'm here thinking like, okay, and then the reason why I don't feel like I truly spoiled it because there is so much more in Wicked Part 2 that you're going to find out when you watch it on Saturday.
And I think it's very different. As we know, when people adapt stuff, they change a lot of things. So when you spoil, I'm like, well, maybe it doesn't affect the movie at all because, again, they change a lot of things when they bring it into the big screen.
Oh, and then here we go. I'm continuing my spoiled. It's not done. He goes, well, in Part 1, that so-and-so character didn't need to be in Part 1.
That's true.
And I said, yeah, they did. They get married in Part 2.
Oh, yeah. I was like, oh, my God. Like, when are you going to stop? She didn't get the hit the first time.
Oh, my gosh. So what's the statute of limitations on that stuff? Like, for instance, a movie like The Sixth Sense, okay? There's a huge thing in that movie, and I still will not say what it is because there's someone out there who hasn't seen it and I don't want to ruin it for them. How old is that movie? I don't know, but it's like you can't spoil these movies.
That's a 30-year-old movie, Mercedes.
Have you seen it, Ramon?
Oh, of course I've seen it. I've seen it multiple times.
Okay, there's someone, I guarantee there's someone listening right now that has not seen it.
Correct.
How would you feel if you ruined it for them?
Guess what?
Don't say it, please.
I'm not going to say it.
Don't.
But someone spoiled it for me, and I've never seen the movie. It's a legendary movie. Mm-hmm. Will I watch the whatever how many hours it is? No. Just tell me the ending so I know how it is and what the huge hype is.
But it's a great ending, though.
Yeah, like you need that experience.
Yes. You could just watch the last 30 seconds and you know exactly what happens.
No. You got to experience the movie, right? You need the journey to get to the ending.
Another movie like that, The Usual Suspects.
Oh, that one's good too.
I love that movie.
What movie is that?
Let us ruin it for you, Steph.
Never mind. I want to watch it eventually.
It's Mix 94.1.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.